This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The House Judiciary Committee in Washington got a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump. Democrats charge that he has abused his authority and that his behavior toward Ukraine presented a danger to national security. Democratic leaders indicate that they are announcing articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump by Tuesday. After 9.5 hours of often contentious hearing, Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
We know that his attempts to solicit a political favor from the government of Ukraine fit a pattern of conduct that the president established in 2016 when he solicited political assistance from the government of Russia. That pattern of misconduct undermines our national security and undermines free and fair elections.
And the ranking committee Republican Doug Collins.
At the end of the day, your case isn't made. And one thing that just keeps amazingly said from Mr. Goldman to the chairman to others, the facts, these facts are undisputed. The very nature of the fact that I say I disagree and you say you don't is a disputed fact.
And again, that is ranking committee Republican Doug Collins. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam did not rule out a cabinet reshuffle Tuesday, but said that restoring law and order was her top priority as the Chinese-ruled city grapples with more than 6 months of sometimes violent anti-government protest. Beijing-backed Lam was speaking 2 days after the largest anti-government rally in the Asian financial hub since local elections last month gave a resounding show of support for the pro-democracy movement. With pressure mounting on her government, the Apple Daily on Tuesday reported that Beijing was considering a Hong Kong cabinet reshuffle by the end of the year to try to address the unrest. Lam said she would depart on Saturday for a regular visit to Beijing, where she would brief mainland officials. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General has ruled and released a highly anticipated report on the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The report is well short of what President Trump wanted to see. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Inspector General's report finds no evidence of the political bias President Trump claims tainted the Russia probe. But a summary of the report obtained by the Associated Press does cite performance failures up the FBI's chain of command and 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. At the same time, the inspector general says there was no intentional misconduct and the FBI was justified in opening its investigation. Attorney General William Barr is rejecting that finding, calling the probe intrusive. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And President Trump's reaction to the report was to focus on what the inspector general found to be investigators' mistakes.
It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky met for the first time for talks on ending the military conflict in eastern Ukraine, which has claimed more than 13,000 lives since 2014. Putin and Zelensky were joined by French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who brokered a largely ineffective ceasefire in 2015. The four-way discussions represent the first time the heads of Ukraine and Russia have met since 2016, and the first time since Zelensky was elected in April, pledging to end the war with Russia. All sides have made efforts to moderate expectations of any breakthrough. The U.S. government has misled the public about failures of the Afghanistan war. That is according to a published report. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post show ever-changing U.S. strategy and misstatements about the state of the war in Afghanistan across three White House administrations. The Post obtained thousands of pages of documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. It accessed interviews conducted in a lessons learned project by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The project, known as SIGAR, has produced 7 reports so far. According to the Post, John Sopko, the head of SIGAR, admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.